One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it's close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. No, it's not right because the price of train ticket is $20. Yes, I can take the bus to New York City from Stony Brook. The price of bus ticket is about is $11. No, I said the bus ticket price is $11. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, I can go shopping in Soho. I can watch foreign movies in the West Village. I think I can watch, no, I don't think I can watch Hollywood movies in West Village because it's a place for watching foreign movies. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yeah, the High Line Park is above the street level. Yes, the High Line Park is above. No, the High Line Park is above the 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. No, the Cloisters is not a part of the museum. No, the Cloisters is located in the northern Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes. Yes, the American continent contains two parts, the North America and South America. No, the Rocky Mountains is located in the North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines, and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
Yes, a solid line means we cannot cross to the other lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads actually use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer jobs opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture. Yes, the wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas.
And agriculture is the main source of income in urban areas.
No, agriculture is the main income in the rural areas.